Well, everyone, again, welcome to the Master's Call, and I am going to turn the call over to our host, Dr. Vanessa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for seating us and greeting us spiritually on this thankful Thursday. As you have been saying, and as the Lord has been resounding in my spirit, in 2012, all is well. And I know your little flesh wasn't excited, but hopefully your spirit was excited when you woke up this morning as we began our consecration today. For some of you, it's the 21-day journey, and for other of us, these marathon saints, we're going to do this 40-day consecration until February 13th at midnight. And we are excited to know that all is well through this journey. So on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself, Dr. Vanessa of Dallas, Texas, we bring you kingdom greetings, honor to be the vessels that God has chosen. And I love how Tiffany says that we've decreed over our own lives a resounding yes to have this call and create a platform, a place where we can celebrate Jesus together. The Master's Call is all about the Master. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And so as we begin this day, as we are celebrating this new year, as we're beginning this strategic time of consecration today, this fifth day of January, we lift our hands up with a resounding yes, Lord. Thank you for this Thursday that we've never seen before, for your mercies are new every morning. And as we endeavor to be your ministers in the marketplace, God has given us a foundational scripture for our journey on this call. And it can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13 division of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we thank you that we know at the Master's Call, the prayers of the righteous come up as a sweet-smelling savor unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we began this journey back October 25th of 2010, we had absolutely no idea of all what God was going to do, and we have been amazed day by day, week and month, and now year of watching God change lives where we are being truly enriched, enhanced, and empowered to go out and be his kingdom builders. And each and every morning, it's not about personality, but the purpose being established of the voice, the message, the mandate of God going forth. And if you have missed any of these awesome strategic words, we encourage you to visit our website at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that's www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And I tell you, there is a total archive. The buffet table is spread with his word of whatever you need to fortify your soul, to encourage your heart, or to use it as a tool of ministry, to share with others, be the messenger that tells that there's a place where the good news goes forth unhindered, where it really is all about the Master. And we've been asked by Evangelist Tiffany that we purpose, especially during this time of consecration, every week to invite two. If each one of you all on this line would be the evangelist, you know, we share a lot of things, some things we shouldn't be sharing with others. But let's make sure we're sharing the good news and let them know Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. There's a place they can go, and if they can't make that, there's a website they can visit. Dr. PK and I were very clear with our mandate that we're a place of prayer, that this call will always be where there's pillars of prayer. that go forth. We understand when you wrap every prayer request in the Word of God and saturate it with the anointing that's inherited in the Word of God, we will watch God show up and show out. So we encourage each and every one of you, if there's a prayer request, if there's a shout of the breakthrough, a praise report, or just to contact us, especially if you've not contacted us to receive the information for our consecration that began today, email us at THE, don't forget that, the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. The Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. And in the subject line, if you have a prayer request, just say, need your prayer, praise report, God showed out. If you need our prayer and fasting information, just put that there, need prayer and fasting information. It's not too late to join us. Corporate prayer literally shakes the foundations of hell and releases the purposes of heaven to go forth. Matthew 17:21 tells us that some things do not come forth but by the doubleheader, prayer and fasting. So we're lining up with the Word and His will and inviting each and every one of you who are a part of our Master's Call family to join us. We have prayer directives. One of our directives is, and we're excited, we'll be welcoming some new members of our Prayer Warriors team. This is not an elitist club. It's those who lifted their hand and said, yes, I'll be a frontline warrior and pray and greet and host and just be used by God. You know, when you plant seeds in others' vineyards, God makes an abundant harvest in our own. And it's about just saying, the Lord's tugged on my heart to be a part of the intercessory team, and I would love to be a part. Just email us again and let us know, and our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you. We're excited about Jesus. We're excited about this new year, and we're definitely excited about the word that we know will come forth today. So we are going to ask one of our anointed prayer warriors, Minister Candy out of Chicago, if she will come forth now and lead us in our opening prayer. Minister Candy, the floor is yours.
Praise God. In Psalms 19:7-11, it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Praise God. Your law is perfect. Your statutes are right. Your testimony is sure. Your commandment is pure. The fear is clean. The judgments are true and righteous. They are more precious than gold and sweeter than honey. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come boldly to your throne this morning. We come this morning thanking you for all your blessings, and we praise you. We exalt your name high above everything. We honor you. We lift you up, and we give you the highest praise. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. We come to hear your anointed word this morning so that we may be doers of the word and not just hearers. We come so that our lives are enriched, enhanced, and empowered to produce good fruit. We come so that we are strengthened in you, Lord, and in the power of your might. We come so that we gain knowledge of who you are. Father God, we come to lift up the Diaz de Leon family. We ask that you continue to bless them as they continue to be godly representatives of business in the marketplace and carry out the mission you placed before them. We lift up the founders of this Master's Call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Bless their coming in and bless their going out. Guide them into all truth and order their footsteps as they continue to minister the word of God. Lord, we pray for our speaker this morning. Let her words be your words, fresh and mighty words that come unhindered, unchecked, and uncompromised. I pray that we are able to take this word today and process it through our hearts so that it will yield the fruit and results you desire. You, Father God, take control of this call. We invite you, Holy Spirit, permeate the airwaves with the glory of God. Touch the heart of every listener. I release the angels to dismantle satanic strongholds. I release the angels to destroy evil powers working to interrupt the flow of the airwaves. I dispatch the angels to control the phone lines, allowing our listeners to hear freely and clearly. I loose the spirit of the living God and the ministering angels to usher in the voice of the Lord this morning. And we thank you, and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, truly, for lining up the heavens so that this anointed, appointed mouthpiece's words can go forth. She is absolutely no stranger to this call. You hear the sunshine in her voice, and it's real early out there on the West Coast every time she comes on the line. Our speaker, as she lovingly tells me, we're stretching her because there's so much inside of her. Evangelist Tiffany Lauderdale was born and raised in Southern California, and she is the mother of Kalon Williams, and she is a graduate of California State University, Long Beach, with a background in criminal justice. Grew up very familiar and active in the National Baptist Convention and loves to sing and is an anointed worshiper of our Lord and Savior. Presently, she's employed by the City of Culver City, California, in the Transportation Department, and we're standing in agreement with her for even greater things. She also serves as a parent chair of the First Tee of South Los Angeles with her son, as he's going to be our next golfing champion. She's an event planner, designer and coordinator, and a very active distributor of Artists International. Tiffany loves to travel. I encourage and support others, especially her son, Kalon. I love how she said that he is her young man of God in training. And so we want to introduce and to some and present to others our beloved, truly a backbone of the Master's Call, minister, evangelist, Tiffany Lauderdale, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Thank you for that awesome introduction. Thank you to each one of my prayer intercessor sisters here on the Master's Call, and to each of you who dial in every day. Thank you, because without each of you, without your words of encouragement, without your support, without just you calling in and shouting out your name and your voice this morning, I would not be where we are, where I am today without you, because truly, together, everything works out for the good of those who love the Lord. So God bless each of you. This morning, if you would turn with me to St. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Once again, St. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8, which reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, and it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and he is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. This morning, the subject that the Lord has put into my spirit for this fifth day of 2012 is purged, pruned, propped to prosper on purpose. Once again, purged, pruned, and propped to prosper on purpose. Now, that's a whole lot of peas, but as I was sitting here and saying, Lord, you know, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to come from? And because this is the beginning of the year and we all, you know, focus on, I'm not saying New Year resolutions, because I learned a long time ago that that didn't work, by making resolutions at the end of the year, the beginning of the year, and I just didn't stick to them. But see, right now, we all, today is the first day of our fast, so, you know, we're trying to clear out some things where we're being more specific and writing down our visions, where we're getting vision boards to get together. Oprah says the next chapter boards. We're preparing ourselves, and we're, as we begin this fast, there's still some things that we need to just do along the process. So purged, pruned, and propped to prosper on purpose. So the three words that I'm going to actually break down today, actually four, purged, pruned, propped, and purpose. See, we as Christians, the Lord didn't tell us that it was going to be an easy road. See, we experience hardships. We endure things that are difficult. But, you know, that's all a part of the spiritual process that we as Christians go through. See, to purge means to cleanse or clear of unwanted people or things. It's an act of cleansing or clearing, which removes impurities from our lives. See, we have to go through some stuff and some things in order for the Lord to purge us, in order for him to take away those things that hinder us and keep us from doing his will. So sometimes we have to be, not sometimes, but a lot of times we feel like every day we wake up, we're being purged and we're going through something. But just trust and know that God is with us. And a lot of times he needs to purge us because he wants us to be 100% dependent on him. It's part of our discipline, and we have to be disciplined. We don't think we do, and, you know, the Bible tells you, you know, to discipline your children. You know, don't spare the rod. You have to. We have to be disciplined, and even in our adult age, we have to be disciplined. So let's look at Isaiah 6 and 7, and it says, "And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purge." So meaning that our sin has to be washed away. Those things that we want to do according to our own will, the Lord needs to wash some of those things away so that we could, our mindset will be focused on what his will for our lives must be. Malachi 3:3 says, "He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering of righteousness." See, our lives need to become righteous and holy. And what an awesome process it is to know that when we go through the fire, we come out as pure gold. Even though it may hurt sometimes, even though it may be hard sometimes, but just know that you're going through. And as you're going through, the Lord is forever and every day with you. Sometimes it may not seem like it, but know and trust that he is. Psalms 51:7 says, "Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." See, part of the process, that's part of the process, as we are being purged, we are becoming more holy, we're becoming more clean, we're allowing ourselves to walk in the image of God, who he created us to be. So this morning, purged, pruned, and prop to prosper on purpose. Now let's look at the word pruned. Prune means to cut off the excess or dead parts. See, you know, we being branches, Jesus being the vine, there are branches in our lives that sometimes need to be pruned away. And I always give the example of the rose bush. You know, in order for the roses to become beautiful, they have to be pruned sometimes. Some of the branches have to be cut off. And you just imagine yourself this morning as that plant. You are that plant that God has prepared and put here on the earth. And just stick your arms out and just imagine that there's other things attached to your body. And see, some of those things that you had in 2011, they've already been pruned off. You didn't bring them here in 2012. And why? Because you went through some things that were difficult. You went through some hardships. You went through some losses. You went through some very, very difficult situations. And then maybe some of them aren't over yet. See, that's because God is still cutting away with them. He's still dealing with you. He's still allowing you to mature. Because, see, if we can't handle the things that we go through right now, God cannot bless us into greater opportunities, promotion. You know, there's going to be many promotions on this line in 2012, and I can't wait. But just allow yourself to be pruned. Proverbs 11:2 says, when swelling and pride come, then emptiness and shame come also. But with the humble, those who are lowly, who have been pruned or chiseled by trial and renounce self, are skillfully and godly wisdom and soundness. And this is from the Amplified Bible. See, we can't be prideful. It's not about us, but it is about what the Lord's will is for us. Sometimes we have to become humble. We have to be careful how we talk to people. We have to be careful that we don't talk down to people, but that we use godly wisdom and godly soundness as we go through our walk each day. John 15:3 says, you are cleansed and pruned already because of the word which I have given you, the teachings I have discussed with you. See, every Monday through Friday when we call into the master's call, we are getting the true word of God. We are getting the true word of God. And as we go on our fast, that's part of our responsibility that we're going to do. If we didn't do it in 2011, it's okay. It's 2012. We're not going backwards. We're moving forward. So part of what we're going to do is we're going to start being hearers, doers, and seekers of the word of God. Romans chapter 11:19 says, you will say then, branches were broken, pruned off, so that I might be grafted in. See, once again, God has to remove some things from us in order for him to come into our lives. Many times the things that we allow, some of the people that we allow to come in, some of the relationships that we went out and said, oh, you know, this is the person that I want in my life, but all the time our choices were not good choices. You know, God had to show us, you know, and sometimes, I remember one time I was in a relationship and I had to say, Lord, wait a minute, I don't believe that this is the relationship that you put me in. I do know that I chose this person for myself, but now I need you to show me what is really going on. And when the Lord reveals things to you, it's going to be painful, but just know that it is part of the process. See, the goal of God's purging and pruning in our lives is to clean and purify our lives of wrong motives and sins that would hinder the testimony of Jesus Christ. Sometimes God will clean us through his word, and John 15:3 says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. God also purifies our lives through trials. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:5, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. When trials come, many Christians quit attending church or reading the word of God because they are unable to face what is going on. See, God says, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son who he receiveth. That's Hebrews 12:6. See, now, propped, the word propped. Remember I said the subject once again, purged, pruned, and propped to prosper on purpose. See, prop, the word prop, is just a support. And see, God is our support. He's that being that supports us. See, we're not standing up by ourselves. The Lord is with us. And see, even when we don't want to be propped up, God positions up and he pushes us back up. We may fall down, but we get back up. Psalms 37:7 says, be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for him and patiently lean yourself upon him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. So allow yourself to be propped by God this year. Allow God to position you so that you could prosper in 2012. And now on to the last word, prosper. Deuteronomy 29:9 says, therefore keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may deal wisely and prosper in all that you do. Deuteronomy 30:9, and the Lord your God will make you abundantly prosperous in every work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, of your cattle, of your land, we're good, for the Lord will again delight in prospering you, as he took delight in your fathers. See, it's not over. It's still opportunity. Job 22:21, acquaint now yourself with him. Agree with him and show yourself to be conformed to his will and be at peace. By that you shall prosper and great good shall come to you. After this fast, I say, anticipate and expect great things to happen as you continue to prosper as your soul prospers. John, 3 John 1:2 reads, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and your soul prospers. Purged, pruned, propped to prosper on purpose. So as you go out this day, as you begin your fast, remember that we have been purged and maybe still being purged. We are pruned and propped to prosper on purpose. So remember as you go out this day that we must live our life on purpose, for the purpose of God, no longer our will, no longer our way, but we seek him first in his kingdom, and we know that everything will be added unto us. Be purged, be pruned, be propped to prosper on purpose in 2012. God bless you all. I love you. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Wow, wow, wow. I like all those themes. We can work that. It's a great little series. I like that. You heard her explain great scriptures to back up why God must purge us, why we need to be pruned and even propped up. We don't want to get up so that we can prosper, and what it's all about, so that the purposes of God can go forth. Thank you for that rich word, Evangelist Tiffany. Go ahead and ask our prayer general, Minister Robin, if you would come back to the line now, please, and close us out with a word of prayer as you cover our prayer request, please.
Amen. Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God, for the word that has gone forward, and we submit, Lord God, because we want your will to be done in our life, because we are your workmanship created in Christ Jesus. And Lord, thank you for what you are doing in us and what you will continue to do in us. Teach us to do your will, for you are our God, and we yield to your Holy Spirit as we are being directed by you. During this time of consecration, Father, we thank you because we are not conformed to this world, but we are being transformed by the renewing of our mind, Lord God, so that you will be able to prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will for each one of us. Lord, as we consecrate ourselves, as we separate ourselves, and as we are set apart for pure and holy living, we choose to be blameless in your sight, Father. So show us as we take this time to submit and yield to you in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done in our lives here on earth as it is in heaven, Father. We thank you that all is well in 2012 as we move forward submitting to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for filling that word. Awesome deposit into our spirits today, Evangelist Tiffany. Thank you so much, Minister Candy, for setting the heavens up so that the word of God would go through freely. And we just appreciate each and every one of you, our artist family, making sure you remember we are looking with a clear vision. Awesome call we had last night, our corporate Wednesday night call. We remember this is the thread God used to yoke our hearts together with Artists International. And for those on the line who are not a part of Artists, we're encouraging everyone so that we're all on the same page to go to www.artists.com/vision2012. And if you've not gotten the prayer directives, again, of the fasting, because you want to do it right, do it healthy, to quiet your spirit, some natural things that you need to do as well as spiritual things so that the optimum will of God can come forth in our life. So please email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we are excited. This is our first day on a journey where we will never be the same. And through the process, through the journey, through what she taught us today, the purging, the pruning, and the propping up so that we can prosper, let this consecration position you for the greatness that's always been inside of you. As we always say and end every call, we are excited that it's now our opportunity to submit and obey the call of the Master on our individual lives as we go out and we are his ministers in the marketplace, his kingdom builders. Go out and have a thankful Thursday, and we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.